Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
I'm Big J. Okerson.
And I'm Dan Soder.
You can listen to full two-hour-long episodes of The Bonfire. 2 hours. That's a real commitment to us. Well, it's on SiriusXM or with the SXM app. It's easy. Just go to SiriusXM.com/bonfire for a special offer.
And now, The Bonfire with Big J. Okerson and Dan Soder.
Welcome back to The Bonfire, SiriusXM, Faction Talk 103. I'm Dan Soder. That's Big J. Okerson, and our buddies joining us. Steve Byrne on tour with dates coming up. Pittsburgh, Chicago, Brea, and Houston. SteveByrneLive.com, but most importantly, the last late night.
Yes. Hi. How are you?
How you doing, dude?
Good.
Special's
good,
out?
Good. No, it comes out Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Last late night.
December 2nd.
December 2nd.
Fucking
pretty
A.
excited about this one.
Yeah.
Nice. This is the one, guys.
This is it.
This is it, man.
I do this. It's all solved.
I'm all in.
You know what we are? We really are shitty bank robbers. Every special, you're like, this is it, dude. Last job. It sets everything else up.
Yeah.
I can go away to that ranch.
No, not me. I feel like I wasted a lot of money on mine.
No way, dude. No way.
No, we never love it. That's the whole point.
I know. That's why, because it's always a heist that goes wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, fucking shot in the neck. You're like,
Steve, we were talking before you got here about, I said I had swingers in my audience this weekend, like a couple. A
lot of pineapples.
But they weren't a couple.
Yeah, upside down pineapples.
Upside down pineapples. Yep. They weren't a couple. They were fucking that night, but their significant others were off doing their own things. So they were like a swinger, and they said they were going to a sex club afterwards.
Yeah.
Have you ever been invited to a place or gone to a place like that, like a swingers club?
I've been invited, and I went.
Yeah.
You went, where was it? Was it in Los Angeles?
It was here in New York City.
Okay, because I was going to say, big city, probably pretty cool.
I've been to two with my ex-wife,
yeah.
Pure spectating purposes.
Right.
With no other intention. But also, like, and I found them both times to be, like, relatively humorous more than anything else.
Oh, 100%. It's like, you read the detail of the episode of Real Sex, HBO Real Sex, yeah. And then you see the people like, ah, fuck, I don't like this.
You know what's so funny? Is that just struck a chord with me because I was right at jerk off age when Real Sex was coming out, and I was like, I'm ready for some hot tits. What are these old people doing at this colony, this nudist colony? I'm going to look at old balls, flashes of old balls for 5 minutes.
Oh, for sure. It's a lot of looking at old
but
balls.
But was that what it was like? You went.
So you guys might appreciate this because I'm with a bunch of people we know. I'm with my girlfriend at the time, who's now my wife. We just started dating. It's like a first time in New York City. We finish a set at the Cellar. Marina Franklin and Dove Davidoff were all together. And Dove's like, why don't y'all come with me? I know a special little place we can go to. And we get in the cab and he's telling us it's a sex club. And now I'm like, oh my God, this is going to be fucking hilarious. And my wife's super nervous. She's from Minnesota. She's like, is this what you and your friends do? I'm like, no, yeah. It's what Dove does. It's what Dove does.
Is this every New Yorker? Is this what they eat pizza and they watch each other fuck? This place is lawless.
Get a dirty water dog.
Yeah.
Watch a couple that, have a threesome.
It's like, you go to the Statue of Liberty, you go to a Rangers game, and then you watch your chick get banged out by a guy from the Bronx.
Vinny, yeah. Frankie, Enzo.
I take the D train over to Saints and Sinners.
To the D train.
Give it a sauce. Yeah. Sorry. Gravy.
Yeah. Yeah, look at that. Look at that fajoule. Look at that. That cum came right on our back.
Yeah. So you guys.
Was it Manhattan?
Manhattan. It was like in the 20s. And we walk in. And we hear people banging.
Really?
Like, oh, wow. Okay. This is like really a sex club.
Did you think the banging was real or did you think it was like ambient?
No, it was real. It was real because you could hear
like crowd noise in Seattle. You didn't know if it was pumped in or not. No, make it believe it's happening everywhere. They go, hey, Debbie, I'm not hearing the ambiance music. So I can sign you up for the exclusive.
It's like a haunted house. There's like flickering lights. They're trying to confuse you and keep you off balance.
It's just the guy on the other side of the room banging.
Why are these lights all flickering? Is that a guy wearing a Jack Nicholson mask?
Spray the pheromones. Spray the pheromones under the door.
Something's going. I can't see.
Oh, dude. It's like comedy shows that they keep cold so you laugh better.
There's like mist comes. Yeah. Like one of those 4D movie theaters.
The fucking floor moves like a funhouse. Stop! Stop! I went out!
Guys, I'll meet you at Gangbang Cove.
It's through that house of mirrors.
Yeah. Oh, no, not the tunnel of cum.
You walk in the house of mirrors, it's just eight dudes all jerking off. You're like, wait, where? Get me out of here.
You keep hitting them and their mirrors breaking.
It's like Enter the Dragon. Enter the Dragon.
And then there's double dragons with double mirrors behind it. You're like, God, they're multiplying. No. What the fuck?
Is this what it is? So you go in, it's in the 20s, and you immediately hear people banging.
Hear people banging, and there's like a bar. So Dove's like, cocktail? I'm like, dude, where the fuck are we? So I'm getting a drink, and we get a drink, and we walk into this room, and there's a dude banging a girl on a bed. He's standing up. She's on the bed.
Okay.
And he's drilling her, and her glasses fell off. She was wearing glasses, and her glasses fell off. Marina Franklin went over and picked them up and went over and put them back on her head.
That's so funny because someone moving while you're trying to put glasses on and she's like goes like this. She goes, thanks.
What if she was racist?
She goes, oh, don't
you black
me.
Bitch, don't touch my glasses. Whoa, did not see that coming.
She's getting fucked being racist. She goes, that woman tried to steal my glasses.
Get a police officer. Hang on, let me face forward. This guy can't hear me from this. He's facing forward. That woman accosted me and she came in and... He can hold my waist. Hold my fucking waist.
Oh, that fucking black bitch trying to steal my glasses.
Who does she know? How does she know to get in here?
It's like Nina Hartley.
I thought this place is membership.
It's like Nina Hartley and Boogie Nights where she goes, don't stop, stud. Yeah, dude, that is who Marina Franklin is. She's so sweet. That she's
so
like,
nice.
Here's your glasses.
Yeah.
She goes, here, honey. Thanks.
You're gonna need these when the cum shot happens.
My wife had the same face watching that all go down as she did when we went to the 9/11 memorial.
Oh man.
She's like, what?
This is something.
I think the first time I ever watched other people fuck outright was that sex show they did in Amsterdam. And I went there, and as soon as it started, it was all fun and giggles and laughs with all. DeRosa was with me. I think Marina was with me also.
Yeah.
It was all giggles.
It's not
and
sexy.
Then when a guy just puts his dick in the room and starts everyone's just kind of like.
I'm telling you.
Whatever, man. I don't know.
It's the same thing.
Like, how long they do this for? You start asking questions quietly because you don't want to look at the thing directly. You're like, this is like a 45-minute thing. Like, does he go fast? Or does other people come out?
Is there an act break? Or you guys want some popcorn?
It's the same feeling as watching.
Everyone has a merch.
I'm going to go make a concessions run. Everybody want to?
It's the same feeling as watching violence in person for the first time.
Yes.
An actual fight where you go, oh, my God. Hey. It's the sounds.
Dude, hearing this, my buddy was dating this girl recently, and he just broke up with her. They're like 2 weeks into dating, and she goes, I got a hard rule, no porn. If you're dating me, no porn. You can't watch porn. I don't care. I won't tolerate it. My last relationship was ruined because of it, and I'm just setting the precedent. I'm being honest. I don't want any porn. He's like, okay, yeah, no porn. Yeah, it's cool. No problem. Like a week later, they're in the car together.
Porn.
And they're going somewhere. And she goes, can I borrow your phone to put in where we're going, the address? And he's like, yeah, of course. Zoop. All of a sudden, gah. And there's just like a girl with two dongs and just the noise, gah. So now anytime I see him, that's all I just. And then today he sent me the thing of like the Miami Dolphins coach last week.
That's my
clock, 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 clock.
Yeah, and he goes, and got it.
Was, Yeah.
Yeah.
Same thing. It was
That's
just
so
like,
funny. Cock, 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 cock. I saw that clip. I grew up with Mike McDaniel. It's one of my childhood best friends.
The eighth grader who's coaching a football team?
Yeah, I mean, we were best friends in eighth grade, and he looked exactly the same.
My God, it's unbelievable that when you
Dan
see
those
videos.
Dan also looked
like
this in eighth
grade. I did. I had a tough childhood. It was fucking hard.
Dan was a logger when he was 3 years old.
I was found in a basket
wrapped in flannel.
Wrapped in flannel. Smelling scars. Like maple syrup.
Emotional scars.
Yeah, but he, you know, like on throughout this show, we've watched him go from being wide receiver coach in Atlanta to San Francisco. Francisco to now head coach of the Dolphins.
Well, did that girl break up with him after she saw the porn immediately?
No, she gave him another...
Oh, grace period.
Another chance to lie?
Another chance to lie. Good. That's right.
She goes, strike. You know what?
She goes, I'm going to give you one chance to put your fucking, like, put a code on your phone.
Honestly, the more penises, the less in trouble you are. And there's three of them. So you're okay.
You're fine.
I saw three penises, one girl. So technically...
That's hilarious. Though, to be like, or for right. to be on, he just goes...
Sitcom strong. Oh, you got
he
me.
He goes,
again.
Oh, babe, is that what you mean by porn? Oh, I thought you meant making porn with other people because I haven't done that since I've been with you.
I've been a good boy.
How long were they together? It was pretty new relationship.
Yeah.
And she caught it right away. Quickly, damn, it's so funny.
It's hilarious. Didn't you just get caught with a Bluetooth connection on
porn? Yeah, I have a bit about it.
Yeah.
During the pandemic, watch porn on my phone. I bought my girlfriend a waterproof Bluetooth speaker for Christmas before the pandemic. Oh. And then during the pandemic, like 6 weeks in, she was taking a shower and I watched porn. And I was like,
no.
Yeah, dude. Big trouble. But shout out to Katie. Like, it happened and it was awkward.
My
and
dad's then, like, in the hospital. Excuse me. I'm going to go in the other room and just catch up.
Was, no. She was taking a shower. And then I just remember walking into the bath. I'm walking into the living room. She's like drying her hair like this the way women do. God. You know, the towel. And she goes, don't. Don't. And I went, you know actually what happened was. And she was like, don't. I don't even want to fucking hear it. And then like 4 weeks later, she just walked out the living room. And she was like, yeah, you got to do that as a bit.
Oh, wow.
Like
really?
4 weeks later, she's like, that story is so. She's like, I'm far away from it now that it's funny.
Wait, she was actually upset for a while?
She was like, come on, dude. It was fresh. Our relationship wasn't even a year old. She's like, just come in the shower and bang me. She's like, you're watching porn? We're locked together. This is fun.
He goes to take a shower. You just immediately go to jerk off.
It was actually...
Like, oh,
it doesn't strike me as nuts.
It wasn't nuts.
I've done it.
Yeah, it wasn't nuts. It was just like the relationship was still so new that I think it was like...
Does your wife give a shit if you watch porn?
She doesn't keep... By the way, I don't think she cares to watch porn, but I just...
In general, but I'm saying you're like right there in that moment. No, I get it. I'm saying I don't think she like comes down on you for watching porn.
No.
I remember it was hilarious that the girl I've known in my life who maybe was the biggest like fuck everybody person I know was also like the most like religious person, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that
kind of
and like also was like didn't want anybody watching, but she dated a couple people I know. Is and was like no watching porn.
She's religious?
I think it was just like she's always trying to find herself in some way.
Damn.
And one of them was religious and not into porn at all.
They just did that
but literally fucked everybody.
That Hulu documentary about the Falwells. You know, they're like, where they're like,
The pool boy?
Yeah, and then he's just got the pool boy fucking his wife and then like in a relationship with her.
When she's crying about the whole thing, that when he's saying that stuff, and she's like, why won't you answer my calls? And he's just like, I'm in college class.
Lady?
You're an old lady.
Hey, lady.
She's like, he's telling the story. He's like, when she was like, remember when we made love here? And she's like, going to her kid's room. Like, remember when we made love on this race car bed and now we never will again? Remember you came all inside my daughter's jewelry boxes? Like,
and we told
she doesn't
her,
say that, but it's just like, it was like, she's taking him on a tour of where they fucked in her house, like crying, like, why won't you come back to me?
And then we lied and told him it was Nickelodeon's gack. But really, it was your cum. It was your cum.
They knew.
It smelled like salt. Yeah, if you're watching that documentary, if your parents break up because of a thing like that and you get old enough and you watch a documentary and there's that scene where your mom's like, do you remember when we fucked and it's your room?
You're
like, I'm swinging at Christmas. I'm walking in the door swinging.
Oh, the Falwell kids might have a complaint. Yeah.
Falwell kids are going to have big
mom,
beef.
What?
You fucked in our rooms? And she's like, tee hee.
That's not very cool.
I'm a naughty little minx. Well, you know what's crazy is
well, yes, they also because you're right, because in person. Well, did you watch that at all, the documentary?
I didn't. I saw the trailer, but I'm like.
But that's the thing, yeah. It's like she's such like a proper like wife of. But then what's funny is it's always when you know, you'll see that in that Casey Anthony documentary too. Like when you hear like an accusation of something, it kind of like flushes out a little bit differently when you hear it, and we're just talking about
Falwell's.
Yeah, the Falwell's thing. When he has her on stage a lot, the wife, he does a whole lot of like, he goes, it may be the sexiest damn wife any man's ever seen in the in this part of the Bible Belt or something.
He goes,
like,
God, you know, gave me my own Eve, and Eve is good to
he
please.
Really goes, and she's looking just fine tonight. Is she not, fellas? Like, all that kind of shit.
Huh? Any gentlemen that love the Lord want to take a shot at my bride?
Are they still together?
No.
Are they not?
Did they break up? Christine, can you check the marital status of Jerry Falwell Jr.? Thank
so
you.
Funny.
Yeah, dude. It's
dude,
always
all the,
those people.
All the videos
all the
of
people
him.
That are like super religious and shit. And they're like, my favorite one's always the preachers that are like, homosexuality is the devil.
Oh, it's what,
and then they're just caught.
He explained all of this.
Circus ceiling four dudes at a motel.
But that's what they do. Everything he got caught, he just tries to explain it. He goes, "Oh, we were laughing, and I was taking a picture with that 18-year-old girl with both. It was even funny. Like, both of our pants are unbuttoned. Like that's funny." He just like left it on that. He goes, "Come on, you guys don't get humor.
You guys want me canceled? You're one of those. Yeah. He's one of those
being those people. Could you see me pantsless with an 18-year-old? Enough of that.
No, it doesn't say, huh?
No, it doesn't say if they're married or not. Still,
it says they're when you look up their marriage, it says that wife. They married in '87, and it doesn't say anything about divorce. They just put out this came out. I guess earlier this year, January 25th, 2022.
I'm partly to blame. Partly to blame. That's great. Okay. This may have been a little me.
You know what? I can't feel like...
employing a man to fuck my wife.
I can't feel like I'm not...
I should have hired a hot dude to clean our pool. It's such a rich stereotype, you know?
Yeah. It's kind of hack.
Pool boy?
Yeah.
You're like, oh, is it? Well, is dating hard?
It's not a pool boy.
Fuck the corporate comedian that came and entertained everybody.
Dan Nain. Fuck Dan Nain. See how that goes.
But it's not. He's
Steven
not...
Hofstetter destroys man's wife.
Steven Hofstetter obliterates man's wife.
Hey, is this your wife? Huh? What, she's talking?
He wasn't a pool boy in the sense you're thinking like cleaning their household pool and she fucked him. He was like one of the waiters at like the country club.
He was a former Miami pool attendant.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. But
it was just like a thing. Yeah, he just like
worked. Wasn't their pool boy. He was just
a pool boy.
He was a pool boy.
And then they one time did like the, hey, can you help us get something to our room? And then he fucked her, and then she started having to come over and stuff. But it wasn't like their in-house like pool boy.
Right.
That first
thing. At one point he came, he was like, hey, he goes, I have a girlfriend now, so I really can't come over for these weird your husband watches me pound you sessions. And
what was happening? Like they weren't doing it covertly? Like he was watching?
He'd watch or he would watch later.
It's so gross.
And again, I don't give a shit about that except for the fact that he's like preaching, you know, he's like mad at all. He has like conversion camps and shit. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
I thought he's in this article, it says that he was put under pressure to become somebody he wasn't to follow
his
father's footsteps.
Yeah, his dad was that guy
but
for
he's
sure.
He's still a conversion camp type dude. Like he does that.
Oh, no. I don't know if he does. I'm saying he just fought. Exactly. He said he had to be something he wasn't to be like his dad. Yeah, the guy seems like a party dude.
Yeah, Liberty University is like a religious university.
But be a party dude. And you know, his father was like.
Well, he's just
his father
a rich
was the
kid.
One that like.
His
father's,
his father's
the one that like
guy.
Fought.
He's like President Bush.
Yes, but he's supposed to.
He's W.
He's W.
Exactly.
He
but he agreed to do it. You know what I mean?
I like to
He agreed to do it.
W rules. Like, dude, W really does. I know.
I love W.
I think I know where we're like, now that we've gone through Trump and we're like, dude, W is just a former drunk who's like, man, Dick Cheney's a fucking piece of shit. Huh? I just love that. He's like, damn, I watched that movie. It was fucking great. Christian Bale sounded just like him. Just like to get W's review of fucking Cheney.
But like, did you see W, that movie that Oliver Stone did?
Yeah, with Josh Brolin.
I was like, I want to party with this guy.
Yeah, I don't know.
He likes baseball. He can throw a heater.
Dude, he owned the Rangers and tanked them.
He can do a case.
Just, pss, pss, pss. Yeah, I feel like warm and fuzzy when I see W. Bush now in a way where I'm like, oh, Republican. That was like a better time.
Yeah.
You're a Republican. Him or fucking zombie John Kerry? John Kerry reporting for duty. And W.'s like, we're stuck. We're kind of fucked in the Middle East. I loved it, dude. I remember 04. I was such a dumb young kid. I was like, Bush is a war criminal. And then you just realize they all are.
But do you remember Army Hammer?
Oh, yeah, the Army Hammer doc.
Did you see that one?
Yeah.
How was that? Guy,
it's great.
Incredible.
But that guy's father has like the same thing where it's like, the grandfather.
Did his dad just die?
But do you remember Army Hammer's dad was like a hippy dippy?
Yeah.
Like free, and then when the dad like
became the head of the corporation,
was like, I'm going to die. No, he was like, yeah, he's like, I'm going to die. Or he was dying. He was like, cut off your hippie hair and now you're like a weird sex deviant rich person. He just went right into it.
This guy, Army Hammer's dad, one of the people investigating their house found a like schematics or a blueprint for a sex chair that he has, which is a throne with multiple devices on it. But the main part is there's a cage under the seat, and then where the seat is a hole.
No,
so someone can put their
head. It's a simple
blowjob cage.
It's a simple hobo human toilet situation. It's not.
If you ride the rails, you know this is a South Carolina John.
It's a basic, basic San Francisco
Swiss Army
outhouse.
Wow.
We call this thing a Charleston choo-choo.
Oh, the naughty chair.
Yeah, the naughty. Yeah,
just a basic run-of-the-mill naughty chair.
Reportedly can you imagine, if you're, it's one thing to have your Bluetooth right, but if you go walked in
on your
and you're at an
chair?
Architect's drafting table,
she goes, what
are you doing? Well, I want my asshole licked, and I also want my knob
she
too.
Comes in,
I want
she
my
comes,
nipples tweaked.
I'm in bed with my books. I'm reading in bed, and she comes in with blueprints. I go, what are those? She goes, you tell me. I go, I was going to surprise you.
But all these families have somebody who like...
I got a sex throne made.
All the families have somebody in them who's like not... gonna follow the trend and then like jumps back into
yes,
it. Do you know
100%.
What I mean?
Yeah.
So Army Hammer's dad, the Michael guy, is the one who was like, you're not, and same with Jerry Falwell Jr. It's like he's like, I wasn't that guy at all. It's like, good. And so be a guy who like goes the other way and you watch dudes fuck your wife and live your life and do your thing. You can't then go like agreeingly go be like the like, speaking at all the events at this religious university, being like, he's telling those people like withhold from sex and then invite
you're
him to his cabin and like he's fucking the girls from
he knows
the university
because you know he knows they're all horned up.
Yeah,
he goes, no fucking, you want to fucking.
But
go fuck?
His instinct wasn't to just say I'm gonna not be that guy. He goes, oh, I can do that and sort of abuse that power and fuck these religious girls now too. Fuck
Have their cake and eat it too, as the saying goes.
But I love how like Sex Island, the naughty chair. There's like rich people things. There's a lot of production into it. There's all this money that's poured in, and it's just like everything but the name.
We tried to send DJ Lou to Sex Island. Hey guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our awesome sponsors over here at the Bonfire, and of course that is Metro by T-Mobile. Listen, we all know life is full of yada yada, calling customer service and trying to sign up for a new program or plan or any kind of subscription, and you get a whole bunch of nonsense and long paperwork and contracts you can't get out of, pricier subscription prices going up. I know you've dealt with yada yada before, like when companies have those sneaky gotchas hidden deep in the fine print or bills that seem to keep going up for no dang reason. Or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have elsewhere and your seat probably reclines. And yes, it is possible to outsmart yada yada, like triple checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already included. But listen, you don't take yada yada in life, so don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and no yada yada. Nada. Yada yada. Stop at one of over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide right now.
When it comes to scents, you should pick ones that smell like, well, you. Target gets it, which is why they offer a range of personal care products with fragrances for everyone. Be true to floral you with Dove Peony and Rose Body Wash. Live your fresh life with Degree Ultra Clear Deodorant. Express your decadent side with Love Beauty and Planet Coconut Shampoo. This spring, choose care that brings you joy beyond labels. Pick up new favorites at a Target near you or online at Target.com.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. try the $5 Bacon Bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your crave.
One of five Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list. If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off that list with Babbel.
Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works.
Who's A?
Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are designed by over 150 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks.
Buenos noches, buenos aires.
Babbel's designed by real people for real conversations. Studies from Yale, Michigan State University, and others continue to prove Babbel is just better. One study found that using Babbel for 15 hours is equivalent to a full semester at college.
Non parliamo molto bene.
Babbel has over 10 million subscriptions sold, and all of Babbel's 14 language courses are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee.
Hello. Hey, you know how you say no?
Go on.
No.
Yeah, I'm going to write that down.
I am learning Italian off of Babbel right now.
Nope. Hola.
Here's a special limited time deal for listeners. Right now, you get 55% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/bonfire. Get 55% off at babbel.com/bonfire, spelled BABBEL.com/bonfire. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah, we wanted to, but...
Oh, really?
Yeah. Isn't it like for a single dude, it's like 50 grand or something? It's like something crazy.
It's crazy. And it's all Dominican hookers.
It's back again, right?
Sex Island?
Yeah, I think Sex Island's back.
Oh, it's real?
Well, there's three events going on.
All right. Yeah. Well, let's pull up some videos for Steve to watch. Go to the middle one.
You can go there's... to there. You can go to Al Watan.
Yeah, dude, you're going to start going to these like weird oil kingdoms.
Cartagena? That sounds terrifying. And Dubai. Yeah, I'm all right. But Lou, you're going.
I can't have a girlfriend now.
Oh, we'll send her too. It's probably cheaper if you go with a girl.
Lou, it's this week. It's December 2nd through the 5th.
Perfect.
That's like...
Yo, she does want to go to an island.
All right, guys, I'm signing up.
Little does she know you're going to Sex Island?
Wait, do you get to watch the trailer? Let's just watch the trailer.
Let's just tell her it's
a trailer. Is there a trailer?
Good girls.
Of course there's a trailer. How do they entice you to go? Yeah. Just the name, Sex Island, Cartagena?
Yeah, oh, cool.
That sounds terrifying.
Cartagena is where Joan Wilder has to go in Romancing the Stone.
Oh, that's fun. That's a fun piece of
Columbia.
So you're saying we should get some relics while we're there?
Full video. Go up to full video.
Oh, there it is.
Is this the one? The El Hawaii.
All right, dude. Here we go.
Good girls.
Oh, these are very good girls. They've in no way been trafficked.
For this to be legal, you have to walk with a camel through a desert for days? You
know, this is range. This is free-range women, not caged.
That guy's from Oneonta, New York. He's just going to Sex Island.
Dude, this is definitely a trap. You're going to end up with a bag over your head in a cave.
Yeah, dude, your dad's
collecting ransom for
your dad's going to have to sell all the gold he bought on TV. Get you back.
Okay, but all that considered, are you going to have sex?
Yeah.
That's the only thing Sex Island promises.
Probably
you.
Probably with a sickly Asian lady who was, brought over in a crate.
I guess got a face piercing, which is what I was expecting.
Sex Island. Hello. That's not that sexy.
I don't want this Sex Island. I don't want this kind. This is scary.
Yeah.
This seems like a fat guy's going to come out wearing like a toga and cut my head off. No, I don't want this. Get this one off. Go to the other one.
Yeah, the Beatles are going to come in and...
Yeah.
Sitar.
I want to hold...
Can you go to the one in Las Vegas, please?
Sure.
Thank you.
Now we're talking.
Oh, American action.
Yeah.
Hot American hookers.
If we... Oh, they won't even give you the full video of that one.
They will. We can find it. We will find it.
They won't do it.
I will find you.
See, there's no trailer for Vegas. They can't.
Oh, there it is. Deep in the island. Sex Island, Las Vegas. Las Vegas is landlocked.
Why
is it Sex Island? It's already flawed. You can't have Sex Island in Las Vegas. It's in the desert.
Why is there always somebody who's just going through a real trouble to get there?
Yeah. Oh, cool. Something I wouldn't want to walk up to. A pool full of aggressively slutty women.
I'm lost in the desert. You bitches offer no help.
Yeah. You guys are hot tubbing out here? This guy's a dork.
But we brought you a Sex Island tank top.
The video would be cooler if it wasn't skipping.
I know. He'd be like, girls, this would be great, but can I just have some water?
Do you guys ever play like PlayStation or anything?
I need electrolytes. Yeah. Please.
It's got to be fun to be a whore. Like, no. To be one of the girls on the island.
No.
It's probably like a fun time.
You're probably treated like a dog.
These are all like Vietnamese sixes. Partying,
dude.
Yeah, for real. You guys, I got a place in Thailand.
It looks like, girls look like. It looks like the spillover after party from a Joe Coy show.
Yeah. They go, you know, he really loves his mom. And he's going like, yeah? And you're trying to kiss him? Yeah. Do you want to kiss me?
What?
Yeah?
What?
Oh, God, it's crazy he's doing it's crazy he's doing arenas now. Him and Chelsea had a real thing.
Lou, you want to go to a secret location for Sex Island Vegas?
Dude, I'll tell you, it's in Henderson. There's a secret location. It's in St. George, Utah. It's in St. George, Utah. Boom.
It looks like it's in Reno.
Yeah.
What about now? Let's just say your balls have been drained. Let's call it 15 times.
That was what happened.
Then what? Let's say you fuck 15 times in like the first day or so, or you're just going nuts, just playing around with all these girls. Like at some point, you're going to be like, you mean there's no cable at any place in this at all to watch anything?
Drug friendly.
I think you're going to pass out, and the next day you're just going to get right back to it.
You're having something stolen. You're going to lose a Bluetooth speaker. You're going to lose a fucking laptop.
The novelty of this, I feel like, with all of them floating around is going to wear off quick. You don't think so?
No, I don't think so.
I think that wears off second nut for me.
No way.
I've said this. Second nut, I go like, I got to go home.
No. It's a hypothetical world. You're not married. We're saying, do you want those girls to sleep in the bed afterwards and stuff? Yeah, me either.
That's like that old Charlie Sheen line, right? I don't pay to have sex with them. I pay them to leave.
Yeah,
I think that's kind of what this is.
But when they leave, then what?
Dude, go horseback riding after your wiener's all sore from banging all day?
It's a 2-to-1 ratio, though. They keep it. It said 50 tickets.
Yo, a holographic concert. It was a holograph concert. You see that?
That's pretty awesome. MJ was there. And,
Tupac and Michael Jackson. All right. That's hilarious.
I mean, we should just
Fuck Island has that? Huh?
We should just go, like, before it's too late.
I'm already booked New Year's Eve. You have to go. Let me know how
Don't wait until you're dead to visit heaven. Visit heaven on earth.
Yeah, Christine, we'll get lost in the desert of Vegas at a fuck island that doesn't exist.
I could maybe expense it.
Instead of diamond mines in Africa, if I got that email, I'd be I'll send you money.
I'll send you, yeah.
I am
a prince. Send me money. There's a sex island. I'll go. And then you just show up and be like, you don't know who we are and you don't know what we're capable of.
By the way, that was in 2019.
I can't believe that you're this fucking stupid. Just a fucking gun to your head. I should have seen that coming.
Sex Island? I mean, are you for real?
For real, that fucking commercial got you?
I can't believe that was our first attempt.
Honestly, we're going to...
First pass, Sex
Island. I honestly
Island.
Kind of want to let you go because I feel bad for how dumb you are.
I wish there was a Sex Island I could send you to for half this money.
Damn, dude, you really thought that was going to happen.
By the way, that was 2019 in Vegas, so...
And then a little thing called COVID.
This is Colombia.
Colombia. This would be the
this
thing.
This is
that
the dangerous one.
You think worse than the Middle East?
No, I think Dubai.
I don't know if you've been watching the World Cup, but it seems like the Middle East is getting their act together. The guy who only watches stuff through heavily filtered things. They look like they're doing pretty good.
Oh, buddy. When
I watched the WWE in Saudi Arabia and the World Cup in Qatar.
When I went to South Africa in Cape Town, they were doing the World Cup was coming there next.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or within a couple of years, and they were like saying that
2010.
Like, they were like the areas anywhere near the airport at all were like was the poorest areas. They were just building them like in a rush to build them like tinfoil houses or anything they could throw up, these like structures just to make it look like not like people just living in kind of squalor and trash.
I mean, you know how many people died making the stadiums in Qatar?
Like 6,000, I think.
Yeah, like Qatar, they're like the stadiums are built on the bones of people died that like. Tried making it. They're all haunted stadiums.
Really?
That's what I'm saying.
That's why there's no Native American teams. They would bring those spirits to life.
Oh, that'd be crazy. They go, we're deep in 35th minute, and oh, another Native American ghost is on the field.
He goes, yeah, where they go, or a skeleton.
Suddenly raining.
Yeah. A skeleton pops up. He goes, oh, it looks like they moved the headstones, but they never moved the bodies.
They didn't move the bodies, I repeat.
They never moved the bodies. Why? Why?
So what is this? Is it another one? How many islands are there?
Here's the thing. This is Qatar.
Is that fucking island? That place is beautiful.
This is the Qatar stadiums.
Oh, got it. Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to make them look good in the commercial.
Oh, they made several stadiums?
I didn't know they did multiple, 8 stadiums.
Well, you could be multiple.
Can you imagine building hotels in Mecca? The kind of fucking business that you have to do.
Did you see?
Can I tell you something? For people dying, you think with 6,000 people dying, you're like, they must not be very good at this kind of work. But when you see the finished product, you're like, that's as space age and new looking as humanly possible.
Oh, also, they built it in 117 degree heat in the summer.
Oh, is that how they died? Well, move somewhere else, you dummy.
What
are you, in a society where you can't just move? Just come to America. Our borders are open.
My favorite thing ever is people, like, rich with oil money, finally hiring PR people to make, like, trailers where they're like, everything is all right. And the Sultan is a cool dude. And then when you get there, they're like, hey, if you make eye contact with him, they cut off one of your nipples. And you're like, oh, fuck.
The Sultan doesn't want to come to the game today. He's pretty sad about murdering his sister this morning.
He's actually got a burned feet hang where he's just going to burn the feet of people that were caught stealing. Yeah.
A retractable thing.
What's crazy is, let's take a quick break so we can come back for a little bit with Steve. Look up Olympic stadiums after the Olympics, because this is what's going to happen with the World Cup. And it's just
they're
like,
all trash.
It looks like I Am Legend. All of them are like,
nothing happens. Abandoned. Just dead space.
Yeah.
That's it.
Like China Sochi and Russia. Wow. It's crazy. Yeah, we're going to take a quick break. Steve Byrne hanging out. SteveByrneLive.com. Also, go check out The Last Late Night. New special coming out Friday.
Coming to Pittsburgh. Coming home.
Well, I was in Pittsburgh, but...
was in Pittsburgh.
He was in
home.
Pittsburgh.
Milwaukee, New Year's, yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah, everybody. We'll be right back. It's the Bonfire. Pop that pussy, baby. Damn.
I'm popping it.
Pop that pussy, some gravy.
I'm popping.
Why wouldn't you put on Me So Horny that has all the lines I said?
Is that the line you wanted?
Yeah. Put on Me So Horny.
Well, first and foremost,
put your lips on my dick.
Steve Byrne in studio hanging out on the Bonfire. He's going to be in Houston, Milwaukee, Ontario. Oh, man. I'm going to burp. I get so excited.
You do get very
SteveByrneLive.com and his new special, The Last Late Night, coming out Friday. So make sure you check it out on Friday, December 2nd. Steve Byrne, hilarious friend.
It is different because it's a late night talk show.
Yeah,
that's basically.
Where'd you film it at?
I did it in Nashville. Okay. I was looking at all the different places, and then I walked into this theater, and it's the Franklin Theater. It's been around since like the 30s, and it looks like like those old jukeboxes.
Yeah,
that's what the stage looks like. It's got this great, like, you arch. Know.
You just have to deal with the old racist ghosts. That's the problem with Nashville. They go, they built this thing in 1931. There's this guy going, a half Asian, half Irish comic.
Chuck Berry used to have to change in the bathroom.
Yeah, that's the theater. So it kind of reminded me of like a TV studio.
Yeah.
And the set looks like a late night talk show set. So the set, we have a band. There's commercial breaks that are basically showing crowd work.
That's fun.
And it's 20 minutes of monologue jokes, commercial break, 20 minutes of panel storytelling, commercial break, 20 minutes of stand-up. At the end.
Who's the panel? Like, what do you have on?
Just me.
Oh, you do? Okay.
So I just do storytelling, and then I do traditional stand-up, and then a lot of monologue, one-liner, topical kind of fun jokes.
Do you, like, sit in one of the guest chairs to tell the storytelling?
Yeah, I made sure to sit down. So I sit That's behind awesome. The desk. We come back from break. I'm like, let's bring out our first guest, and I introduce myself, and I walk around. I sit down, and then That's storytell. Fun. So it's just a different way to do an hour special because, you guys know. I mean, everybody's
Sounds
got
expensive.
One or, like, do it. Pretty expensive.
Yeah. So goddamn expensive. That's all I'm thinking about now that he's doing one.
Because Jay just did one at Skankfest. So
really?
Now he's in the throes of production.
Oh. Wait, did you self-finance so you can own it all? Or this is Netflix,
yeah,
though,
self-finance.
Right?
No. I did it myself.
Oh. I did it myself, Dad?
Yeah. I did it. It's all me.
I give it all. I did it myself.
But yeah, I mean, that's the way, you know, it's his was beautifully shot at Skankfest, and it was like a cool looking thing. It's fun seeing great. Our friends like Ari with Jew and then this coming out.
Yeah.
It's like really cool to see everyone's kind of like independent takes. You don't have we've all done specials with networks where they're like, here's the notes, here's where it's going to go, this is what we can afford, blah, blah, blah. But when you make it yourself, you really have your own choice.
Well, some of my favorite, but this was done by Amazon Prime. So, you know, I some of my favorite jokes got cut out of the monologue stuff because of
you have to, like,
Chappelle.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. I mean, there's some.
Why did he edit them? Did they hire him? They go, "Hey, how you doing, Steve? I'm here to personally edit your special. Two of these jokes ain't gonna make it to air. They're too damn bad. I want you to talk about trans people again."
Well, there were three great ones that I had to lose, but I got the rough edit.
Yeah.
Before they took it away, and so I have those, and I'll put them up at some point.
That's what you do. Put them on social media. Yeah. That's the way to go. Sure. Amazon Prime members get to see it for free.
Yeah.
And then how much is it if you're not a Prime member?
No idea.
$35 Yeah. It's crazy. It's a crazy price.
$99 The guy has the
hoods. Black Adam for $10.
He's got the chutzpah to put $99 at the
and
end.
And a free cameo.
The nutsack on this guy.
The pair on this guy. The fucking put it up there for $35.
We're premiering it at Sex Island.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you got to walk through a desert.
You get kidnapped, and then you get shown the Steve Byrne video. And then Steve Byrne's late.
I'll give you the money. Just make it stop.
All right, it's good. I like the monologue stuff. I thought there could have been some trans jokes in there.
It's a red carpet with the outlines of old cum stains all over it. Just the white on the outside. It looks like water cresting.
Do not mind the crunchy carpet.
Crunchy carpet. Yeah, welcome to Dubai. Are you Sex Island? Give me all your money and your cards. Give me out your passport. Is this Sex Island? Is this what's happening? He's like, stop putting your pants down. He goes, Sex Island. No,
stop it.
I thought we're doing
Sharia law. Stop it. Are you, do you own the rights of it? Like, are you going to be able to put out more of it, or do they
no.
made it and they're
it's
like,
a sacrifice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My
Brian.
Sacrifice. Except, can I tell you something right now?
Yeah.
I've cut up a bunch of HBO clips for my special in 2019.
Yeah.
I haven't gotten flagged yet.
Yeah. I haven't gotten flagged.
So who knows if these, I don't even think they care about me anymore. Yeah. I call HBO. They go like, yeah, take it. We forgot you even did something with us.
We were saying before, you know, we talked yesterday. We had Ebony Mystique, that porn star, in here, and she was like,
"We drew her. We're
she's on her seventh Instagram account and everything. Like, oh, you have wow. to watch now. Like, it depends on what you're doing. I'm sure you could write like, I'm a sex positive person in your bio, but if you use the word, if you write like, I absolutely love sex, and you're like a porn star or something,
right.
like they'll
flag.
Yeah, so you have to. So they put like S3X.
Right.
People put dollar signs for things. But I was saying what makes me laugh now is the. They're learning on the. I watch those pedophile hunts on YouTube all the time, and they can't say they flag words like child pornography. That they flag that, and a couple other things. So like they'll like, but it is funny because they use like cartoon noises to get over it. He goes, I know for a fact in that phone there is over 700 images of child.
I know,
really? Yeah, he goes, look, man. He goes, what is the definition of a pedophile? They can't say pedophile. They can't say. But they learn the words. I think you wanted to have a 13-year-old come over to this house. And perform. Wee boo.
You said you wanted to lay out a newspaper and watch her squat. And yeah, dude. They pulled my videos on Instagram of trailers for Billions that were given to me by Showtime.
Really?
Showtime would send me emails like, "Hey, can you put this up on your social media for the upcoming
episode?"
That's
licensing flag, though, right? Is what they're
saying? And then all of a sudden, one day, I'll go on Instagram. It's like, this post has been removed because of licensing, and it's like Showtime. And then I find out that they're like, "Yeah, you'd have to like protest it." And you're like, "Fuck! Well, I didn't even want to do it."
Or how about I won't do it?
I just didn't want to do it at the beginning, anyways.
What great news! I can't promote this. Oh, wonderful!
Oh, but they do it, by the way, like 2 years later. So you're like, okay.
Can you risk canceling your account so we can get a 0.8 rating on Showtime this week?
Yeah, I think Giamatti's the one bringing people.
Yeah.
I don't think it's me.
Even though you like to go to a farm and conduct acts of BC,
Well, you know, ever since that first time I watched a hooker get
ever since I went to that sex club and that guy put his finger right in my
just different noises.
Oh, okay, Lou. I know.
Fine, we got it. Steve Byrne on tour. Steve, you fucking rule. Anytime you're in New York,
I love you, boys.
Come and
hang
out.
Please.
Appreciate it.
The Last Late Night coming out Amazon Prime this Friday, December 2nd. He's on tour. Milwaukee, Houston, Ontario, steveburnlive.com. Go see him. He's fucking hilarious. Big J, Austin, Texas, this Thursday through Saturday. That's tomorrow through Saturday. Cap City. And then you can catch him at the San Jose Improv. After that, San Diego, Indy, and Chicago. BigJComedy.com for tickets.
Dan Soder's going to be at the Improv Houston Tejas Dan? December 1st. Sorry, dude. That was so loud. That was so far from the microphone.
I was so gassy.
Thursday through Saturday. Oh, God. The Austin, did you eat corn and hot dogs?
He'll be selling Tums at his merch stand.
I wish, dude. I'm on the fucking real deal.
Yeah, Dan's straight acidy. He's acid. Yeah. After that, he's going to be in Brooklyn, Philadelphia. For tickets and all tour dates, of course, go to dansoder.com. All right, Lou. I know we still have a whole minute, dude.
Yeah, and by the way, Houston. Houston, buy tickets. That's a big-ass club.
Why are you freaking everybody out, dude?
They, you know how they send you ticket counts? How your agent's assistant likes to fuck up your
head?
Can
I just ask him? Can I say publicly, because I forget to keep doing it, stop doing that, my agent? Well, they don't listen.
Yeah. They call you all the time during the show.
They do. Can please stop sending me my tickets? They just send us another post from your car, but they also go way too far out, so they'll be like, Hey, dude, I got bad news. Next April, there's only like 12 tickets sold in Kansas City. And you're like, what are you going to do about that?
Vancouver of February 23 looking a little light.
Yeah, stop.
I don't even know who I'm going to be then. I'm going to be a different person.
Oh, and then there's always one wheelchair kid who waits day of and he's sold out on him.
We love you, Steve.
Bye, guys.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget that The Bonfire is a radio show, a full show. We got a studio and everything. You can listen to us on SiriusXM or on the SXM app. It's basically the same thing. Go to SiriusXM.com/bonfire for a special offer.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.